I'm Madeline Brandon. This is Day to Day. Researchers here in Southern California have been experimenting with using giant plastic tarps to control a rampant and destructive seaweed that's choked out all sea life all over the world. The project went very well. Problem is, now the state doesn't know what to do with the 40 acres of underwater tarps. I talked about the problem with Ira Flatow. He's host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday guest on Day to Day. Ira, before we talk about the new problem, let's go back and tell us about the original problem, and it all revolves around this invasive seaweed, technically known as an algae, right?
Yes, some consider it to be the largest single-celled creature on Earth, and it can grow very large, 4 feet tall in California, almost 9 feet in other ocean regions. There's very little seaweed in the oceans. Most of the seaweed, we call it, is really algae. And this one problem I can really relate to because I'm one of those hobbyists who keeps an aquarium full of a saltwater fish. And we people who have saltwater aquariums, well, we invariably have this feathery green algae growing in it called caulerpa. And I can tell you from my own experience that what happens is that in cleaning your tank, you flush some of this tenacious green stuff down the storm drain. And if you live anywhere close to the seashore, it eventually finds its way to the ocean. And this stuff is really hardy. Just a single leaf can take root in the ocean floor and start growing like mad. It can even live 10 days out of the water before it takes hold. And the sad part is that it has already ruined large sea life habitats in Wales and in Australia. It's taken over at least 30,000 acres of the Mediterranean's ocean floor. So when a whole colony of this stuff started growing off the coast of California back in 2000, rather than let it get out of control like these other infestations, the state tried to get rid of it. They covered it with a big plastic tarp, and they injected chlorine under the tarp, sort of like pouring bleach on the algae to try to kill it.
And it worked, right?
Yes, it worked quite well, but there were some unexpected consequences. By leaving the tarp in place over a period of years, the native ecosystem sprang to life, and the tarp became covered with new sea life. Eelgrass, a beautiful flowering plant that adopted the tarp as its new home. It's like dumping old cars in the ocean. You know, they become havens for fish and coral and encrusted with new neighbors.
Right, and we like that, right? That's a good thing.
Yeah. The idea was that once the algae was gone, you would remove the tarp and let the seafloor return to its natural state so that in a few years the native species would grow and cover the seafloor. On the other hand, the biologists at NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Marine Fisheries Service, see all this new marine life growing and they say, hey, you know, if you yank out the plastic tarp, you're going to kill all the new marine life on the tarp. And by the way, if you just leave the tarp where it is, in just a short time, it's going to be so covered with sand and marine life, you won't even know it's there. You won't even see it.
And so where will this wind up, do you think?
Well, according to the LA Times, the California Coastal Commission is going to decide. The Times also notes that this is really the only successful technique, this very crude technique, the only one so far for getting rid of the invasive algae, which has wreaked havoc all over the world. And next year, the researchers hope to declare that they were the first group in the world to actually totally eradicate an invasive seaweed. So once again, people will be watching you folks out in California, that trend-setting state, to see just how well this plays out.
Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Madeline.